Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Tim, nice to see you. How are you?
Nice to see you too. Good. Thank you very much.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, it must be great to be back. Playing. That must have been so frustrating for you since pre-season.
Listen, you know, if you have to wait so long for your first game, it's always hard to watch them play, especially. And I was fighting for that moment to come back and, you know, to show that I was really waiting for that moment to be back on the pitch. And of course, it's sometimes hard when you get injured in a friendly game in pre-season, but that's football. You have to accept it. You have to fight against the inner you and just to get back as soon as possible and get stronger back.
Have you had to be patient in terms of being ready? Was this like the first game you were probably properly ready for?
Listen, if it would be down to me, I would have played against Millwall because I was really, you know, hungry and hot to play against Millwall. But I think it was, in the end, it was the right decision to wait, especially for me, not to, you know, have another setback. And as you can see, in the end, it was the right decision.
How did it feel being out there? Because this is a slightly different system and players and manager.
You know, to the system and the manager, I'm quite used to this because it was quite similar in Germany. So that was not a big difference. But of course, it was very nice to be back out there and just help the team to get these 3 points. Of course, it was nice to play in front of our own crowd, my first game, because they pushed me as well a little bit, and that's the most important thing for me. You know, I need this this push from the fans sometimes, especially when you're off for 7 weeks and you do the first game against a good opponent. And you know, it was a crucial game for us today, and I think we've done well.
Do you think those changes with Daniel coming in, is that kind of the part of the reason why you're still here? Do you think those changes over the summer, and maybe compared to if it hadn't have changed, you might have looked somewhere else?
No, we had a long talk, and it was very positive. And as well, I was not very happy with myself last season. I've struggled a few times last season, and that was not my goal. And I thought last season, when the season started, I'm going to rule this league. I'm going to smash everyone away. But the opposite happened, and that's football. Sometimes, you know, you have to learn of your mistakes. I don't want to say that won't happen this season, maybe it will, but I think I'm mentally stronger, and I had some good chats with the coach as well, and he gave me that strength back to just go out there, be a leader, be a guy that everyone can lean on the pitch, and that's important for me as well, to like find a new role on the pitch for the lads.
Have you got a point to prove then, almost to the fans, yourself, that you can succeed at this level in this club?
No, it's not. I don't want to prove anything to the fans. I mean, like, it's the whole team that fights and wins for the fans, and it's just for me because I was not happy with myself. And as I said, I had some games where I wasn't playing on my level, and I was very angry. And you know, sometimes you need to reflect those games. You need to reflect the year. Just think about it, what was good, what was not so good, and that's what I've done. And it's just down to me to work hard to get on this level back where I was. And I'm really happy to fight. I'm really happy to work harder. And I think, of course, the gaffer gave me a bit of this spirit back. I really like it here in Norwich. You know, the city, the people around the club, and everything. What happens here now is something that I really, I'm looking forward to it. And you know, sometimes last season we had I had a different story when I wanted to leave because I had a good opportunity. But this season I was pretty clear in my head what I wanted, and that's the most important thing for me, to just be clear in the head. Maybe that was also a point where I struggled, that I wasn't, you know, ready or not clear enough to work and fight for the team. And that was only down to me. That was not a problem of the gaffer. That was not because of the fans or of the teammates I was playing with. It was just my personal problem. And you know, sometimes you have to push that stuff aside, work hard again, and that's what I want to do this season.
So what's motivating you? What's the motivations this season for Tim Closer?
I want to bring this club back up to the Premier League, of course. You know, I would be the wrong guy if I would stay in front of you and tell me just to you know, keep a good position in this league. But I know it will be hard because we made a lot of changes, not only in the team, in the squads, also in the background a little bit. So we will struggle sometimes, but it's down to me that I want to be a leader this season. I want to show everyone that, you know, as I said, they can lean on me. They can look at me when there are like tough times, and that's really down to me, just to work, fight, and show heart on the pitch.
Can you tell us about the goal? You and Nelson both in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that Mattis won his header. you know, that's another thing that was really important. You know, he won his header, and then I went just for the goal. It was a little bit of luck in the end, of course, but that was important for me that Nelson was there in the end to score the goal. And of course, it's nice to come back and assist the game and keep a clean sheet. And I'm happy for Nelson because he's really done a good job today, and he worked a lot for us. That was important, and I'm happy that he's still here. As happy as I am that Cammy is still here, because they are both great fighters on the pitch. They know that sometimes it will be hard up front there alone, but they give really everything, and that's what makes this whole thing a bit sweeter.
You seem to like Birmingham, because I think you scored against them last season.
Yeah, I was close again, yeah. I was ready to headbutt the corner flag again, but it did not happen.
Tim, it seems that Daniel's sort of created some formations that you guys have been playing so far this season, and then today it was a different one again, I think. I haven't seen you play 4-2-3-1 under Daniel, and there seemed like a much better balance. It did seem a much sturdier. I mean, obviously I'm comparing it to Millwall and things. But.
Of course, you know, if you win a game 1-0 and keep a clean sheet, you will go down to and say that the system was the right one. But I think all the other systems we've played so far were good. But it's just down to us, as I said, to come back on the pitch, play every game with heart and spirit, and that's the most important thing in this league as well. I know ball possession is a nice thing, but only have ball possession when you fight for the ball, and we need to find this balance. I think we are a team who can play football. We have a lot of quality, we have a lot of talent, and it's just the gaffer's idea is very good. We just need to put it on the pitch.
Just
bring it on the pitch.
Just one more. Obviously, it took you a bit of time to adjust to the Championship last season, so you can fully appreciate where Christophe and Marcel are, I suppose, in terms of coming into this division. You've only played in the German leagues up until this point. So what would you say to them? What advice would you have for them? Because it's, you know, they've had difficult times.
I was talking to them after the first few games, and I told them that I was exactly the same. I struggled as well. And it's just sometimes you can go out, you can smash people, because there is it's very like physical here in this league, and that's what the Championship is all about. So, you know, sometimes you have to give them time as well, because they're still young, they still have to learn some things, and I think that they are willing learners, and that's the most important thing.
Cheers, right.
Thanks so much.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.